Welcome to the Rebel Within podcast. This is episode 57, if I'm not mistaken. And today's topic is going to be called the Jason Aldean controversy. Now, I know this is kind of late in a way, but there's still a few people out here talking about it, so I guess it's not really all that late. I meant to do this last week, but I got busy and time and the days got away from me, so I'm doing it now. So I guess the whole big controversy is not really over the song, it's over the video. And because of the video showing Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots, it automatically makes Jason Aldean a racist and a white supremacist and all that good stuff, you know, by the left and the liberals. But the funny thing about the whole video of the song is it's just telling in the actual lyrics of the song, so called Try This in a Small Town, is exactly right. I mean, I live in a small town, and I'm from a small town. And our population's not all that big, and you know, a lot of us know one another. We help each other out all the time. So everything that he says in that song about, you know, we take care of our own. That's how we do things around here, especially out in the country. The whole thing is that they want to make a big deal out of something that's just a bunch of bullshit, if you really want me to be honest with you. And the funny thing about it is, right, the people that are yelling the most are the ones that or shouldn't be offended by this. And what I mean by this is, okay, so you got the white people out here telling you that the song is racist or whatever, right? But the black people are the ones that don't have no problem with the song. And the white people tell you that you should be upset and racist and all that stuff. Well, most of the black people I've talked to and about the song or whatever is, don't have no problems with the song. There's nothing racist about the song or the video. So it just kind of shows you where things are. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, black people don't need white people to stand up for them. They can do that for themselves. And actually, I think a lot of times by us doing that, we make things worse for them. And I don't know. It's stupidity is what it really is. I hate it because I know that the people that understand where we're coming from are the ones that get mistreated for it. See, I'll give you an example, right? You've seen a lot of them movies where you take the girl, she's from a small town, right? And she moves away, she goes, lives in the big city, she gets her job, she becomes important or whatever. She's like the next in the line to be the CEO, or she's the big editor of a company or whatever. And something happens and she winds up back home, back in her little, you know, rinky-dink small town. And when she first gets there, she's kind of like snobby and, you know, she kind of puts her nose up at everybody there. But the funny thing is, she's from that town. But she's got this attitude that she's better than everybody else. And like small town values and all that stuff, they don't matter anymore. Sorry about that. That's my dog scratching it, wondering what that noise is. But anyway, you know, so, and then after they're home for a little while, they start to realize that, man, this little rinky-dink town, I sure miss it. I sure miss home. You know what I'm saying? Because they start to realize that the life they're living in the big city, they're not really being them. They're being somebody else. And the only place they've ever really truly felt like themselves was in a small town. And in that small town, you see it all the time in the movies. I mean, I can give you an example of that. One movie is called Sweet Home Alabama. That's one of the movies. It's one of those things. And like I said, these people that live in these big cities, that's all they ever known. That's all they've ever done. That's where they've only lived all their lives, is in the big city somewhere. And hell, some of them have never even left the city. So that, what's that tell you? The whole thing with this is that it's just the left and the liberals are blowing shit out of proportion. It doesn't need to be blown out of proportion. And like I said, the ones that are yelling the loudest are the ones that are truly the racist. And like, you know, you talk about like the women on The View or whatever they were talking about and everything, and bashing Jason Aldean and all that stuff. Well, funny thing about it is they see everything as racist anyway. I mean, you can't talk anything common sense with them anyway. So it's like, even if you had full proof, 100% proof, and you could actually set it in front of them and show them, they still wouldn't believe it, because what they believe is right and what everybody else believes is wrong, no matter whether it's factional or not. That's just the way some of that shit is. But I'm beginning to realize that a lot of this shit, it's just, you can't do anything anymore without somebody calling you a racist or saying you're this and saying you're that or whatever it is. But I'm just going to tell you, for those people who's never lived in a small town, don't go judging people by what you hear or whatever they write until you've actually been there and lived. And when you live in a small town long enough, you'll realize that it is about community. It is about helping one another. It is about looking. And we take care of our own. And out here, let me tell you something. These country boys and girls out here, they own more guns than the damn gun store does. Right? People don't come out here and fuck around. They don't. People don't come out here and do dumb shit because they know what the hell will happen to them. And you don't fuck with somebody's neighbors either, because like I said, we all stick together. We all look out for one another. And it's the truth. And Jason Aldean wasn't saying nothing that wasn't true in that song. It's not like he was out here making racist remarks and all that stuff. He's not. He was just telling you what life is like in a small town. Until you've been there, until you've lived it, you can't say nothing about it. And like I said, the people that are all in the uproar are the people that don't need to be in the uproar about it. And if the song was racist, why are white people so damn mad about it for? Right? See, if you ever notice, those are the ones that always get mad. You never really get to hear from the black people too much, because it's always the white people that's going out here telling you you're the racist. You ever thought about the ones that always loud, the ones who always make them the noise are the ones that are the guilty ones? Think about it. So, yeah. I just want to tell everybody, I think it's a bunch of bullshit and it's stupid. And you take it and with a grain of salt, and you take it any way you want to take it. And however you feel about it, it's your opinion. But Jason Aldean's not racist, and Jason Aldean is just a country boy who's singing about small town values. And there's nothing wrong with having values today, because the left and the liberals sure to hell don't have none. That's for damn sure. Well, I didn't want to take up too much of your time, and I know this is kind of a short one. It's not as long as I usually go sometimes, but I just want to get my point across. And I could actually probably say more if I really wanted to, but I've sort of kind of lost what all I want to say, and plus I'm getting tired. So anyway, y'all have a great day and a blessed day. And I will talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Check out my podcast on Spotify and I think Amazon too. All right. Well, this is Wild Bill signing out, saying have a good day. Talk to you later.